This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Raise Your Game, I'm Tasha Fusil. Cultivating the desire for self-development and personal growth from a young age is a necessity for anyone to thrive in a world that's abound with challenges and obstacles. Which is the reason why Shukran Idris founded Motivasi, a brand intent on finding alternative ways to inspire others to greatness. With me today, Shukran explains what Motivasi is.
Motivasi is an online marketplace for personal growth and motivation in terms of events, merchandise, as well as our content.
What are you doing differently? It's personal growth, yes, but how is that being translated and represented in the products that you offer?
I started off selling motivational t-shirts, and I thought it was a good canvas to express ideas because I see a lot of people walking around with on their chest, Reebok, Adidas, promoting other people's brands. Same time, there are people who actually wear t-shirts that say Liverpool. I don't know why. People who also wear t-shirts that say losers. Right.
Okay.
So what does it tell others about you? Right. So to me, it's like this is like a build. It's a very good space for you to advertise yourself, your beliefs. So why not make it something positive? So I started off with motivational t-shirts, but along the way it has evolved. Now it's become a big creature called motivasi.com. So we are doing events to go along with our designs. We are also focusing a lot now on our web content.
And the purpose of the events, is it to spur some kind of personal growth in the people that attend? How does it work?
Okay, so two topics that I'm very passionate about would be leadership and entrepreneurship. But how do you make the younger audience excited about this?
Mm.
Okay, because they think about workshops, conferences, trainings. So I'm trying to bring it to their level. Since I also love rock and roll, so I want to infuse that kind of feeling, like rebels. When the minute you put on my t-shirt, you feel you are Mick Jagger.
Okay. What first got you interested in the whole concept of personal development? I mean, it's not something that, I've read a little bit about it, but tell me the story.
Okay. So when I was 16 in high school, I have a problem because my parents left me in Muar, Johor, with my grandparents because they had an overseas posting. And I was with my grandparents. They didn't know how to look after me because I was a rebel. I had issues with authority and my school grades were pretty poor. And I had posters of Axl Rose on the wall. So my grandparents thought I was worshipping Satan. But it was a trip to a bookstore one day, and I saw a cover of the book called Psycho-Cybernetics, written by Dr. Maxwell Maltz. This guy is a plastic surgeon, and he talked about how he helped people improve their image, enhance their chest, yet they never enhanced their self-image and their confidence. So it was a technical book, very difficult to understand for a 16-year-old guy in Muar. But I got the idea. Self-confidence, self-talk. And that was the book that turned my life around, literally. Because from there, I started to discover other books like The Magic of Thinking Big, How to Make Friends Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And from there, it was like a rabbit hole, Alice in Wonderland. You just keep on finding more awesome stuff. Instead of idolizing rock stars, now I start to look up to Steve Jobs, to Anthony Robbins, people like Dale Carnegie. So that was the beginning.
And that's really interesting. I mean, when I was in school, the only sort of experience or exposure that I had to personal development would be things like chicken soup. Chicken soup was the only thing I had, the only avenue that I thought was appealing at that time. So maybe you were lucky or you were smart enough to pick up on the benefits of personal development. But what do you think about the kids today? Do you think they have that interest?
It's about the message. So if you make it relevant to them, although it's actually it doesn't seem like it's personal growth, but the way that you transfer the message to them is attractive to them. They probably would sit down and listen to you. And I also believe in edutainment, how you can make it more fun, as well as gamification. How can you create a challenge for them rather than just one way, which is consuming it. Now you actually challenge them to go out and do things. There's a movement now, we call it bucket list or wish list. So people do want to get experience more than want to get material things. So this is how I want to channel the inspiration, not through purely going to seminar and conferences, but also getting them to go out and do stuff.
Who is your target audience? Who are you looking to inspire?
Okay. When I travel a lot to Australia for business, I see that there's a big community of young entrepreneurs. And there's also a huge selection of t-shirts that cater to awesome designs. But when it comes to Malaysia, I realized that outside of before H&M and Uniqlo came to Malaysia, okay, there wasn't that much selection. Even if there were, they were pasar malam t-shirts, mm-hmm. so very cheesy type of designs. Okay, so I'm catering to the young people who wants to make a difference, who wants to be a rebel. To me, rebel doesn't mean that you are a bad person. It means that you want to do something outside the norm. I remember when my sister brought home a guitarist from one of the local rock bands. My mother almost fainted.
From okay? Moa somewhere.
Said, not a guitarist, please. You know? Because I was in Petronas before. So if I was to go into some kampung, the mothers probably would like, throw their daughters to me. But here is my sister bringing home a guitarist, right? But today, we see that if you bring home a startup founder, you get the same response.
Like as a guitarist.
Like, you know, where's the future, you know? This is not a stable income. So we are here to tell the young people that, look, you know, when rock and roll started, you know, it was a rebellious movement, right? But we want to create that kind of enthusiasm for entrepreneurship through what I'm doing.
Let's talk about the box that rocks. You haven't shown me the box that rocks. I have no idea what's in it. Yes, he's taking it out of the box.
Okay. It looks like a pizza box. So one of the first things I get when I carry this around is like...
there's food in it.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the inspiration for the box that rocks is a brand called Johnny Cupcakes.
Okay.
They are out of the US. Uh-huh. They actually make a lot of money selling t-shirts with designs, cupcakes and crossbones. And how they actually sell the t-shirts is they have their stores look like a bakery. And with vanilla essence floating through the whole shop.
But they don't actually sell food?
No. Oh. So if you're a tourist walking into one of the shops in LA or Boston expecting to find cupcakes, you'd be very disappointed.
They're t-shirts instead?
Selling t-shirts. Oh. And they actually put the t-shirts in the baking trays, in the fridge. So you come in, into their store, it's like going to Disneyland. They have ovens opening and closing. They have like smoke coming out. So they created a whole aura around their brand.
Mm.
Yeah, but I'm not into selling cupcakes. I'm into selling pizzas. So therefore, you can see my box looks like a pizza box.
Okay.
But when you open it, you will see that we have awesome designs for our t-shirts. We have things like trading cards.
Okay, show me.
I don't have the trading cards
on me.
They're
not in there?
No, because
that's
sold out. It's like so big a demand. So we actually have trading cards. Okay. Because I realized that a lot of kids now, they actually collect trading cards. Whether it's Pokemon or some sort of sci-fi thing. But it's a huge industry. Because it's collectible. So mine is more of entrepreneur trading cards. So you can collect Richard Branson, Steve Jobs. You know, once in a while, we put in people, not entrepreneurs, but they still showcase that kind of spirit. People like Mick Jagger, who is actually a CEO of the Rolling Stones.
Mm.
And how he managed to carry his brand for over 50 years.
Okay.
Right? So those are the things that they get. Other than that, they will get a pocket motivation. So in my first box, I will feature a guy called Maverick Fu.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the essence of Maverick inside that little pocket motivation, which you can read whenever you feel depressed or, you know, lack of motivation.
All right, well, we've also got Maverick in the studios with us today, so we'll be hearing more from him when we return. This is Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. Raise Your Game, good morning, I'm Tasha Fasil. I'm with Shukran Idris, the founder of Motivasi, a brand that sells apparel and holds events that are all about promoting entrepreneurship and personal growth, especially for the younger generation. Just before, we spoke about The Box That Rocks, a box of motivational items that you can subscribe to monthly via their website. Each box also puts the spotlight on a figure of influence. And for the first issue, it was Maverick Fu, formerly of Kickstart.my. In the box, he gives his advice and words of wisdom via a pocket-sized motivation guide. So, Maverick, what sort of advice did you impart in that pocket-sized motivation guide?
Okay, because I dish out a lot of advice over the years, I can't remember exactly what I gave to you. But I think one that stuck with me is always, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do about it. And a lot of times we hear people whine about too many yellow shirts or too many red shirts or this and that, money going missing. But I think if you talk about stuff like that, is it even constructive at all? You have to ask yourself, can you do anything about it? If you can't, then stop talking about it. There's an off switch. So why not go out and do things that you can? Like even something as corny as helping an elderly cross the road, that's one. Even spending more time with the kids or with the family, that's something that's constructive. Because I believe if a person is happy, he's a better father, better spouse, and generally better neighbor, a better person. So it has nothing to do with entrepreneurship, but frankly, it is everything about entrepreneurship. We are all about making things, the world better.
why did you choose Maverick? Why did you want to rope him into this?
I was at one of Maverick's event called Kickstart, and I was impressed because this guy managed to gather such a big group of people coming in every single month to listen to him. And not only that, he also features other entrepreneurs. And I, you know, just get the courage to go out and talk to him because, you know, Maverick is such an imposing character.
I'm not intimidating.
And I just told him, Maverick, I got an idea. I want to put you in my box. Now, you don't ask a Chinese man whether he can be in your box, right?
You don't ask any man, really.
Yeah. So I had to explain to him about the idea. And it was cool because he was supportive. I think that what got him into Kickstart, actually, to support the local entrepreneurship scene. And he saw me like this poor little lamb requiring a lot of advice, mentorship and support. And we have an awesome box prepared for his issue.
Okay. When Shukran first came to you with this idea, what were your initial thoughts?
Frankly, I thought it was a stupid idea. But you know what? Stupid ideas are the one that works. Because imagine Steve Jobs like 15 years ago telling you that, hey, everyone's going to be speaking to a piece of glass. Everyone would laugh their ass off. But guess what? Today, you're rubbing that same glass on your face every day. You're looking at it. You're talking to it. You're fingering it. And it's people like that break molds. So sometimes when I hear an idea that's like really normal, really simple, like a Uber or something, or a Tinder or something, which you already kind of know where it's getting, you're like, okay, so what? One person that really inspired me is Peter Thiel. So Elon Musk, the real Tony Stark of the real world, he went to Peter Thiel and said, you know, all rockets are being shot like maybe 45 degrees off, you know, due to gravity, blah, blah, blah. But his rocket is going to shoot 90 degrees up. And Peter Thiel said, okay, here's a check. I believe in you. It was a stupid idea. No one has shot a rocket 90 degrees before, even though it actually makes sense. So people like Peter Thiel who basically started PayPal and Zynga, a bunch of other companies, right? Early investors in Facebook. They are the people who, like, I think they look for the stupid ideas and they make it work.
What kind of mentorship do you give to Shukran and to the people that come to you for help? I mean, what do they need the most?
Clarity. I think like when I first met Shukran, or when he was still explaining the box to you, there's like a bunch of things that he wants to do, which is great. It's always good to dream big. But then again, you need to get back on ground and like, okay, what's the next three things that I can do right now? Because if you are, the moment you stop making money, and the moment you start depleting your savings, you get desperate. Desperation is a bad thing. So I think one really important thing about commerce and business, you need to be able to self-sustain. So it's either you take a loan or you look for investors, or the product that you create must be able to make fast money for you. Not a lot, but money to bring you to the next level. So clarity was one thing that it's not just Shukran. Anyone from Kickstart who come to me is like, okay, you have fantastic, stupid idea. Let's get clear. What's the first non-stupid thing that you can do to get this started? Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about how the response has been to the Box That Rocks. The people that you intend to reach, what have they said about it?
Okay, at the moment, I'm actually bundling my merchandise together with events that I run. Okay? Eventually, I do want to make it accessible to everybody to buy a single box, for example. But I do want it to be on a subscription basis because I view this more as an investment in yourself. And you know how people have lost touch with the real world? They're now going digital. I do want them to feel that when the bell rings and the postman comes with the box, they're looking forward to this month's issue of the Box That Rocks.
You've got an exciting project coming up, I think, next year. So tell me more about that.
Every month we feature an icon and we do an event together with them. The first one is Maverick. We had an event called Unbox. It was a low-key intimate event. Just imagine a rock concert unplugged that was done in Bangsa. And we had about 60, 70 people came. And Maverick just basically poured his heart out. But our second issue, we are actually featuring the one and only Malaysian astronaut, Angkasawan Malaysia, Dr. Sheikh Muzaffar. We are having an event called The Space Race. Are you fit enough to be the next Angkasawan together with him next year? It's going to be a nationwide thing. Tapping into the current trend for obstacle racing and marathons, we are going to bring people into Malaysia's beautiful, natural, exotic locations. At the same time, they get to collect awesome designs for each location, as well as a medal that reflects the different planets that we have in the galaxy.
And there's also some kind of prize?
Yes, the grand prize will be a trip to space.
Whoa!
We are actually going to select...
Space? No.
Almost to space.
Okay.
So the winning team will be sent to Star City Moscow, where the Angkasawan actually did his training before he left for the International Space Station. And that kind of access is not possible without Dr. Sheikh's contacts. Because he has actually good contacts with the people there. And through this experience, we hope to have the youth come back to Malaysia and get more inspired. Not only stop there, I hope that they go out there and share this experience with their friends. And basically, we are selecting Malaysia's next heroes. Because I think a lot of people are losing hope in Malaysia. We want to bring back that hope. You know, we got fit, healthy guys with good smiles, you know, girls as well, to represent the next evolution of Malaysians.
Shukran Idris, the founder of Motivasi and Maverick Fu. This has been Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.